Joe, Phil, Pete, PTO, who always gets a mention, Jack, Anne and Andy. Also play it for two lovers, Little John and his bird Sonia. Thanks, keep on rocking. That comes from Rocco.
You're listening to Radio City, and this is Eddie Bond, your old rockabilly buddy from Memphis, Tennessee. We say the rockabilly capital of the world in Memphis, Tennessee, in the United States of America. We want to wish all of you the best at Radio City and hope maybe that you might be hearing some of our records right here.
I got a new pair of shoes and mama with a hole in your shoe.
That's Eddie Bond, and it's called Flip Flop Mama, I think, because I can't remember. I'm not really that much into rockabilly. Never have been, to be honest with you. Hey, Jan, come over to the microphone a minute and say hello to London, because this is going to be the last chance you're going to have to do it, I'm afraid, because Radio City is closing down in, 2 hours and 35 minutes or so time. Say hello.
Hello, London. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad.
How are you?
I'm assuming a great responsibility, yeah. Well, is that all you're going to say?
Oh.
I mean, after all that, I mean, listen.
By the way, Billy's bald.
Oh, thank you. That's on my head as well, by the way. I mean, this thing has been going for about 6 years or so now, and basically the reason we're sort of closing down is because we're all getting rather apathetic with it, you see, because, I don't know, it's just sort of on the part of the broadcasters and also on the part of the people that are out there listening, because nobody seems to really take much notice of it anymore. I mean, we've still got a squeaky chair, by the way, after 6 years, nobody's bothered to oil it, see. That's the way things have gone here. I was going to get you to come and introduce a record, actually, but as soon as you wandered off, you see, we've only got one microphone in this studio, and it's right stuck in front of my face, so if I move my face out of the way, you can come and speak, can't you? So, Hot Lips, this is You're Alive.
Hi, this is Johnny Kid and the Pirates, and it's Restless.
That's rather good, that. You should be on the radio with that sort of stuff. I'm Wild Willie.
I believe in girls 100%.
Johnny Kid and the Pirates from the 60s sometime, and that's called Restless, and Jan's got a set of headphones on now so she can hear what's going on. How you doing, Jan, okay?
Yeah, I'm just drinking my tea.
Yeah? You're not very vociferous because you're over the other side of the studio and the people can't hear you on the microphone.
Hello!
Hello. Who's this person you brought into the studio with you?
Oh, no, not him.
Him, yes.
Excuse me.
Well, what do you want?
You the DJ?
No, mate, I clean the box, don't I?
Will you play me a record?
No.
Ow.
Weren't expecting that, were you? Nor was I, strangely enough. Okay, some places to rock. On Wednesday night, there's rock and roll at the White Hart, Uxbridge Road, Southall, with the Wild Wax, and sometimes bands. And is there a band there this week? Don't think so. There's the Saxon Tavern, South End Lane, Catford South East 6 with Tom Ingram's Record Hop, also bands. The admission is £1.50 with a band, 50 pence with Just a Disco. Also a record stall. Don't forget, on Monday, the 22nd of November, which is tomorrow, there's the Frantics playing at the Railway Hotel in Greenford. Tuesday the 23rd, which is the day afterwards, clever stuff this, there's the Crazed playing at the Roxborough, that's in Harrow. Tuesday the 30th of November, the Frantics are at the Roxborough. And on the 14th of December, the Poor Boys, who you've heard a tape of a couple of weeks back, also Link Ray at Dingwalls. Did I do Thursday? I don't think I did I? No? Getting sort of miserable looks here. For Thursday, there's the Flying Saucers at the Burnell Arms. That's High Street North, East 18, opposite East Ham Station. That's the lot for Thursday. All these rock and roll places are dying out. Good thing. Dear Wild Willie West, it says here, I didn't really think you'd play The Wonder of You. In fact, I knew you wouldn't, but you try explaining that to my rockin' nan. She kept on at me so much to ask you, I just had to do her that simple favour. Anyway, the Elvis track you played went down well with her and me. Could you play The Majestic by Dion and the Belmonts? I think it's just Dion on his own, actually. For all my mates at the Verulam Arms, North Watford. Oh, and for you at Radio City. Thanks, Wild Willie. That's from Juicy Jackie of St. Albans in Hertfordshire. And a couple of at the bottom. Actually, they don't speak like that in Hertfordshire, because that's where I come from. P.S. All my love to my wonderful boyfriend, Keith. And P.P.S. that cola advert on TV when he says, oh no, on the telephone sounds like Gilbert Green. I wouldn't know about that because I haven't seen the advert, as far as I know. Have you seen that, Jen, that advert?
No, I don't watch television. I'm always too much down the pub, you know. So.
Oh, a degenerate sort of character. Yes, yeah, I know your sort, right. Yes. Should we play a record from out there, do you reckon?
Yeah,
do you think,
why not?
Would
yeah,
it be a good idea?
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce it again? Because I get fed up introducing records,
right.
You see. It's
well,
rather boring.
I'm better than you anyway.
Yes, that's true.
It's The Majestic by Dion.
Oh, that's very good, that. I'm going to do a voiceover. That's Dion and The Majestic. On the big C, 1278 kilohertz, 235 metres in the medium wave band. Don't forget, if you'd like to write into us, the mailing address will stay open for a couple of months or so. So if you're really sad about Radio City shutting down, write in and tell us all about it. Radio City, care of 68 Goldhurst Terrace, London, North West 6. I've got my finger on something here and I can't remember why exactly. Oh, yes.
Ow! Ow!
What was I going to say? What was I going to say, Jan?
So
what's my name?
Well, what's your name?
What is my name?
What is my name?
On the radio, what is my name?
Oh, Wild Woolly West.
What's he like, Mavis?
He's so funky.
We should have rehearsed this, you know. Okay, a couple of requests here for the next one. Haven't even got one of them out yet. Of the envelope. You people have got really coarse minds out there listening, I'm sure you have. Actually, you can do the job of the secretary today. Can you take that out of the envelope while I'm reading out the preceding one? Good. Now, this one. Oh, my God, this is about 6 miles long, this one. It's from the Rockin' Madhouse. Says, Dear Walkin' Willie. Who wrote this in, Clive? Yavol and Pom. Once again, I'm writing into City, and I'm still as mad as always. Time for reading out my request. But, what's this? Wild Will's getting too old for it, is he? Or is he going blind? Hang on, I can't read this paper properly. Whatever the reason, Mr. Perfect actually made a mistake when reading my letter last week, or maybe it was my terrible scrawling. Most possibly, because this goes on and on. Anyways, says that here, everything's going rockingly well for moi at the moment, and I hope you feel the same. You probably don't, damn hypochondriac. That's true, that's me. Anyways, after that silly bit of wallowing about, maybe you'd be a buddy and play My Daddy Is a... what's this? My Daddy Is a Teabag by the Meteors, who aren't a punk band, as some Wally stated a couple of weeks back, but they in fact play mutant rockabilly. So that Wally, who reckons the Meteors play punk, can go and take a run and jump. Well, I'd be inclined to agree with him, because as far as I'm concerned, the Meteors are a punk band just the same as anybody else. Well, not quite as good as some of the others, actually. Could you play it for Andy and Jen, Rick, the Rockin' Stiff? Is he really? Hepcat Paul, Sugar Plum Fairy and his girl Pippa, and Teresa, the Rockin' Carrot, who's really great. Rockin' Carrot, what does she do with those, eh? I bet she doesn't put them in a stew. Tell them all to keep bippin', boppin', swingin' and rockin'. Thanks, yours boppin'ly, Nick, the Mutant Cabbage, and P.S., the... what's this? The Munch Bunch Rulo Co. Not okay. I'm not reading any more of this out. It's silly. It's too much of it. Oh, thank you. And I've just been handed another one. Now, it's from my most regular correspondent, and the last one you're going to hear from him for years, probably, because Radio City won't come back, as far as I know. I don't want it to. From 191 Osage Lane, Southgate North, 14, 5DU, says, Dear William, I'm writing this letter hoping that you will still be with Radio City. If you are not, Radio City will probably close down. Funny you should say that. So all we will be left with is Radio 1, hence creating what is what it was like before pirate radio started, e.g. listening to a load of old faggots who play nothing but boring music. So if you leave Radio City, you will be causing a situation which you spoke out so strongly against last week. Powerful stuff, this. Will you play, what's this, Sherilee or something, not too sure, by Rick Nelson, or Radioactive Kid by the Meteors, for all the usual crew, Agatha, Dave, Danny, Vanya, Janet, Debbie, Big Mike, Michael, Moonies, Maniacs, Marmite Eaters, Mass Murderers, Masochists, Mormons, who I believe put in a lot of work, Male Models, Methodists, and Wendy, my curvaceous girlfriend. That's Tarwill from Rockin' Rick Boom Boom Smith, the Muster, whatever that is supposed to mean. Okay, on Ace Records. Is it Ace? Yes. Or Chiswick? I didn't think it was that funny. It's the Meaty Whores. All the way from Soho. A couple of social workers. You know about those, don't you, Jane?
Shut up, you.
Watch the night shift.
That's the Meteors and My Daddy Is a Vampire. Well, listen, if you're going to play punk on this station, let's have some decent stuff. Here's the Pistols. Love the worst of this. This is called Bodies. Big C, Radio City, 1278 kilohertz, 235 metres in the medium wave band. Excellent piece of music from the Sex Pistols, and that's called Bodies on Radio City. That's all it is, nothing else. Twelve 78 kilohertz, 235 meters in the medium wave. And don't forget, if you'd like to write into us, our mailing address will remain open, although we are shutting down today at 3 o'clock. I've got another 15, 16, 18 minutes to go, and that's the end of it on Radio City. Because today I just couldn't care less, really. I'm playing just what I feel like, really. And I've still got a squeaky chair, and it's driving me up the wall. 21st of November, 1982, the final day of Radio City's transmissions. I suppose on the final day of a rock and roll station, it's inevitable to play an Elvis track. Well, as it happens, I wasn't going to, but I was at the Crystal Palace last Thursday, and the two good old boys up there, as they like to be known, Ted and Alf, asked me to play this by Elvis. Elvis Presley and his rendition of Good Rockin' Tonight, especially for Ted and Alf up the, well, who live in St. Albans and go up the Crystal Palace every Thursday, because they seem to make the night up there, ask for some really good records, and make the whole evening rather good as well. Procrastinating here again, because I want a piece of music. Come on. Right on cue as usual. Very strongly worded letter now to try and read out. From number one, Willow Way, Elms Lane Estate, Wembley Middox, says two, Wild Will. Why on earth do you bother playing fantastic rock and roll records if, as you say, they are rubbish, boring, and go on and on and on? And I don't care what you say, because last week you were talking from the back of your head. I generally do. Anyway, rock and roll will never die, and even though them girls Pippa and Teresa called you the king, I think you've got a long way to go. Do you realise something? That is the first time you've ever got me in a temper. What a shame, isn't it? I'm now listening to you, but I think I'll switch off now, because you're still going on about rock and roll being dead. It is dead. It finished in 1959. Can't people understand this? Anyway, this week, do you think, if it isn't too much bother, to play decent music such as Slow Boat to China? I mean, well, that's a really powerful piece of rock and roll, that is, isn't it? I mean, you know, have you ever heard of anything so powerful in your life? By the way, you just said to write in and have a go at you, so, well, I already done that. Could you play this excellent record for all Teds everywhere that appreciate this wonderful music and don't think it's dead? That's from Cool Cat. P.S. No kisses for you anymore. Ah, there, what a shame. I'm really upset about that. And here's a little limerick for you. There was a DJ named Wild Willie who says he's the king, which is silly. There is only one king, that's Elvis, who sings rock and roll while shaking his pelvis. Yeah, well, to take that point seriously, actually, for a start, you're writing a bit about Elvis in the present tense. Well, actually, he's dead. He's been dead for now for about 5 or 6 years or so. And Elvis Presley sold out in about 1959 or 60, because when he came out of the army, he was singing ballads, and in the late 60s got into singing soul. I mean, is soul connected with rock and roll? I'm afraid not. And I don't know, quite honestly, I think just rock and roll died in the 50s and that was the end of it. And it's only people in the clubs and things like that who have actually kept it going. Anyhow, to try and please you, play the record you asked for. From 1959 or thereabouts, Emil Ford and the Checkmates, and I take you on a slow boat to China. Emil Ford and the Checkmates on a slow boat to China. Well, I mean, I've got a studio guest here, and what do you think on those comments I was making? Do you think I'm talking out of my hat or not? Well, in your sacred, honoured opinion, what would you say?
Well, I think half of what you say is true, and mm-hmm. half of it isn't. But the trouble is, rock and roll must be dying, because there's no decent gigs about, is there?
That is very, very true, because, to be honest with you, I stopped going to rock and roll gigs, because I'm getting so bored with them, because the only thing they're digging up now is really old sort of jive stuff, and stuff from the 30s and 40s, which, quite frankly, isn't rock and roll, because rock and roll, as we know it, hadn't been invented then, had it? You see, all this old stuff that's turning up on bootlegs here, there and everywhere is not rock and roll, as far as I'm concerned, and the people who go to the gigs really aren't sort of rock and roll type people anymore. Thank you. you can't win them all. Okay, some more places to rock during the week. On Friday, there's the Felton Football Club with the Alley Cats Record Hop 50s Flash. He's at the White Hart, Devonshire Hill Lane, Tottenham North 17. Also, H-Bomb's record stall, 7 until 11. Smart Attire only. What do you think of Smart Attire, Jan?
What's that? I don't even know what it is, so I don't know, do I?
No, glad you agree with me. 50s Flash, he's at Valentino's, that's the Robert E. Lee Pub, Tottenham High Street. The Wild Wax, they're at the Queen's Arms High Street, Wheelstone. 8 until 11, then it possibly could go on to 1 if they get their extension. There's a large car park, and it's near to British Rail Wheelstone. The admission is £1. Some other places and things of interest. Probably one of the best places around, actually. Music 7 nights of the week at the Crystal Palace, London Road, St Albans in Hertfordshire, on the A6. Also music Saturday and Sunday lunchtimes. There's hot food on sale. Bikers are always welcome. For details, 5634044 and ask for George or Mick, because generally... Jan knows about George. Generally, when you ask for George, he's usually under the counter or something like that. But ask for Mick, he generally knows what's going on. And Wednesdays, there is a punk night, so that's the best night to be there, as far as I'm concerned. Thursday's pretty good, though, so I was saying a bit earlier on. Rock and roll, disco Tuesday through Sunday, and occasionally bands at the Duke of Clarence, St George's Circus, South East One. For details, 01928 6291. Hope you're taking all this in, because this is the last time you're going to hear it today. For the Gene Vincent Fan Club, should you want to join it, write to Steve Ainsley, 51 Leaside Walk, Fellside Park, Wickham, Tyne and Wear. That's a tongue twister. And every Saturday and Sunday, there's a Downham Tavern, Downham Way in Kent, with Tom Ingram's Record Hop. The admission is 50 pence. That includes a free raffle. That's just about the lot, actually. Oh yes, don't forget, I did mention a bit earlier on, but just in case you didn't catch it, non-regular gigs. Tomorrow at the Railway Hotel in Greenford, that's Oldfield Lane, the Frantics are a pretty good rockabilly band. The following day, Tuesday the 23rd, the Crazed are playing at the Roxburgh, that's in Harrow, about a minute from Harrow on the Hill Tube Station. It is Harrow on the Hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah,
don't use the things myself that much. Tuesday the 30th of November, that's the following week, is the Frantics at the Roxburgh. And on the 14th of December, the Poor Boys, also Link Ray, at Dingwalls. That's, did I say the Poor Boys? We've got a record out, should be out round about now, actually. Also Link Ray, who is great, at Dingwalls on the 14th of December, or thereabouts. Here's one of the late greats. That's the Big Bopper. That's what it's called. Radio City with five more minutes of the Wild Willie West programme on the final day of transmissions. I am Wild Willie.
Black man, he's muscle bound.
Big muscle.
One from the late great Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. This is Honey Hush.
Welcome in this house.
Johnny Burnett, the Rock and Roll Trio's Honey Hush. Had a request here and I forgot to read it out, so I'll do it now. Can't play the record, though. Dear WWW, hi, I hope you're still there after all your threats last week. You better be, because you owe me an apology. Just before the show last week, my boyfriend had to leave for work. That was just depressing enough, but after listening to all your moans and groans, I felt thoroughly miserable. So to cheer me up and atone for your sins, perhaps you can play something appropriate for my gorgeous fella, the Bedford Bearcat, bearing in mind he won't be going to work today, so we'll be cuddled up listening to the show, or for some, isn't it? P.S. Don't give up, because we enjoy the show, and if you were feeling fed up, I sincerely hope you feel a whole lot better today. I don't, actually, that's why we're going off the air. Thanks, that comes with loads of love from Spaniel Ears and a couple of little... at the bottom, the final request on the Wild Willie programme to end an era today. I'm going to leave you with a record that's not rock and roll, but I think it's rather a good record, so to all of you who've listened for the last 6 years or so, ta-da.
Times I've waited patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do.